Thank you for downloading the latest podcast from the Center for European Studies at Carleton University in Ottawa. The interviewees were in conversation with Anka Gurzu. For terms of use, please visit our website at www.carleton.ca/CES.
I'm Marcus Gehring. I'm the ad personam John Mooney Chair in Sustainable Development Law at the Civil Law Section of the University of Ottawa, and I'm also affiliated with the University of Cambridge.
What are some main examples of recent EU environmental policies over the last years that are starting to impact the global green economy and the rest of the world?
There are several measures that the European Union has adopted that could be seen as either setting an example or directly influencing the global green economy. For example, the emission trading scheme has really trailblazed this kind of mechanism that combats climate change. And the extension of the scheme to aviation, of course, has an impact on the global economy and tries to shift the global economy to a global green economy.
In this example you gave of the aviation scheme, we saw how controversial that was in India and China. I'm wondering, how do you think that the EU could ensure that its policies are indeed being followed?
Here we have the special issue that other countries feel somewhat differently, or I might say indifferent, about climate change as a global problem. And that's where we have maybe a level of friction. Problem is that I think too many commentators feel the European Union will just back down on these issues. The European Union is bound constitutionally to combat climate change. That's a very different situation from many other countries. So what we actually need is an understanding where the European Union can go and where it can't. So just hoping it might not enforce the ETS on aviation, I think, is a false hope.
According to EU law, even sub-federal entities could link themselves to the EU's emission trading scheme. What do you think could be the possibilities and opportunities even here at home for Canadian provinces?
I think that's a tremendous opportunity. Once you have the linking possibility, it also means that as a provincial government, you can set up an emission trading scheme that can tap into this huge European market for compliance and can look for lower compliance costs. So I think if a Canadian province wanted to participate in the scheme, it would be highly beneficial for the industries in that province and for all actors.
That's a very interesting point, especially if we consider the substantial criticism that Canada has faced regarding its environmental policies at the federal level, including its exit from the Kyoto Protocol. If, hypothetically, this would come true and a Canadian province would join the EU system, what kind of dynamics do you think this would create, not only internally, but also to the rest of the world?
I think it could go a long way in restoring confidence in the Canadian system. I think at the moment, Canada as a country is not taking seriously when making any kind of proposal with an environmental aspect to it. So a province joining the ETS would clearly signal to the world that, wait a minute, the federal government is not the only actor, is not even the most important actor in environmental regulation in Canada. There are a lot of innovative, very future-oriented developments happening at the provincial level in Canada, and joining the ETS could signal that to the world.
Thank you.
Thank you.